AI narrated audio generated from ShareMaestro Market Research. Full article. Curtis Wright's 1.9 million share advance tests thin aerospace breadth near the high. CW added 1.9% for the week and closed only 3.5% below its 52-week high, with participation improving even as aerospace and defense breadth remains selective. Research brief. Curtis Wright finished the week at $771.9, up 1.9%, with 4-week and 12-week gains of 5.6% and 16.4%. The weekly trend signal remains active. Activity pressure is positive but without a fresh buy signal, and volume rose to 1.9 million shares, or 1.4 times the 13-week average. The main tension is quality of trend versus stretched valuation. Price sits 15.2% above the trend line and 97.7% above ShareMaestro fair value. Key points. 1. CW closed at $771.9, placing it at 91.7% of its 52-week range and 3.5% below the $800 high. 2. The trend signal remains active, with 52 of 52 weeks active and a 56-week active streak behind the setup. 3. Volume improved to 1.9 million shares, equal to 1.4 times both the 13-week and 52-week averages, but still short of the stronger 1.5x participation threshold. 4. Curtis Wright is outperforming a weak U.S. aerospace and defense group, where the average stock fell 0.7% for the week, and only 37.3% show active weekly trend signals. 5. Risk is valuation and reversal sensitivity. The stock trades 97.7% above ShareMaestro fair value, and the recent tape includes 15 reversal markers. Weekly tape stays constructive near the upper end of the range. Curtis Wright added 1.9% in the week ended 19 June, closing at $771.9 and keeping the stock close to its $800 52-week high. The move follows a 5.6% 4-week gain and a 16.4% 12-week advance, while the 26-week and 52-week returns stand at 39.2% and 65.6%. That keeps the price at 91.7% of its yearly range, a position that confirms strong demand but also reduces room for error if momentum cools. The weekly trend signal remains active, with 52 of 52 weeks active and a 56-week active streak. Price is 15.2% above the 669.9 trend line, so the regime remains firmly positive. The market dynamics reading is also constructive, with activity pressure at 0.37 and relative strength at 15.67, though the signal state is more continuation than fresh trigger. Activity pressure is positive, but there is no fresh buy signal. Curtis Wright separates from a weaker aerospace and defense group. The sector backdrop is supportive, but not broad. U.S. industrials averaged a 1.4% weekly gain, a 4.2% 4-week gain, and a 16.2% 12-week gain, broadly in line with Curtis Wright's own 16.4% quarter. Sector breadth is mixed, with 56.0% of stocks in active weekly trends, 55.0% showing positive market dynamics, and only 48.0% showing positive relative strength. The industry comparison is stronger for CW. U.S. aerospace and defense stocks averaged a 0.7% weekly decline and a 0.3% 4-week loss, with only 37.3% in active trends, 47.0% with positive activity pressure, and 31.3% with positive relative strength. Against that thinner industry participation, Curtis Wright's positive weekly return, active trend state, and positive relative strength make it one of the steadier large-cap REITs in the group, even if faster-moving peers such as Moog and VSE delivered sharper short-term gains. Volume confirms interest, but not a full participation break. Participation improved meaningfully. Weekly volume reached 1.9 million shares versus a 13-week average of 1.3 million, giving CW a 1.4x volume ratio. That is stronger than ordinary baseline trading and adds credibility to the latest 1.9% advance, especially after the prior week's 3.4% gain came on 1.3 million shares. Still, the volume message is measured rather than emphatic. The current ratio is below the 1.5 times level that would signal a more forceful participation expansion, and recent volume history has been uneven, including heavier trading during pullbacks earlier in the year. For now, volume supports the move, but it has not yet turned into a decisive accumulation event. Valuation premium and reversal markers define the risk side. The clearest risk is distance from underlying reference levels. CW trades 15.2% above its weekly trend line, and 97.7% above Share Maestro fair value at $390.05. Premium demand can persist in a strong trend, particularly in aerospace and defense names with durable institutional sponsorship. But such a large fair value gap leaves the stock more exposed to disappointment, multiple compression, or a rotation away from higher quality industrial compounders. Risk statistics remain orderly. The 13-week weekly return volatility is 2.4%, below the 52-week reading of 3.1%. And the 52-week split is favorable, at 33 positive weeks against 19 negative weeks. Average positive weeks have delivered 2.9% versus average negative weeks of 2.3%. The caution is that 15 reversal markers have appeared in the recent smart money tape. So a near high extension without stronger volume would deserve close monitoring. What to watch next? The next test is whether CW can move through the $800 high with broader participation, or whether the current 3.5% high water gap becomes a zone of exhaustion. A volume ratio above 1.5x would strengthen the confirmation case, particularly if accompanied by sustained positive activity pressure and relative strength. The $669.9 trend line remains the key weekly regime level. A normal consolidation above that line would keep the broader structure intact, while a deterioration in activity pressure from the current 0.37 reading would be the first sign that the continuation setup is losing urgency. In sector terms, watch whether aerospace and defense breadth improves from 37.3% active trends and 31.3% positive relative strength. CW's outperformance is cleaner if the industry begins to participate. Research note: this article is for educational market research only and is not financial, investment, trading, tax, or legal advice. ShareMaestro does not make buy, sell, or hold recommendations.